News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here hosting Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. We are here 2 to 5 p.m. every Monday through Friday. Copper running the board, running clips and audio, and designed to entertain and empower and educate and enlighten you for the sole reason of going out there and being able to look at the world around you and say, you know what, I see that, liberal. I see what you're doing, and you're not going to do it on my watch because I know stuff. And you will be speaking out. And that's just so cool. And, folks, I'm going to tell you, we got to have more of you. So, you know, tell your friends. Tell your friends, Right Side Radio and other sources like this, we are here for you, all right? This is not done because we like to hear ourselves talk. It's done because we know that we got a bunch of Right Side ruffians out there, and all you need is just to know by hearing the show you're not alone. You are not alone. You are not sitting out there in a vacuum seeing the world going bananas all around you. In any way alone, period. There's a whole Charlene, my lovely wife, who is more politically astute than I am, who is ultra conservative. More than once, she has said in recent months, you know, the reality is when it comes to liberals and conservatives, yeah, okay, us conservatives, there's more of us than there are of them. They may be loud, they may be bullies, and we've been talking about it on the show today, but there's more of us than there are of them. So, folks, listen, I'm going to open the phone lines up right now. If you want to call in, 866-494-9866, 866-494-9866. Doesn't have to be on a topic that we covered today. Be glad to hear from you, 866-494-9866. But we did cover some topics today that I think are pretty timely. And if you look, by the way, I mean, I've got right now Fox News is on the big screen here in the studio, and the topics we've covered today have been the topics they are covering. So I always love it when I prepare a show and then I see other media outlets covering the same material after I've done the show. I don't want to brag or anything, but I feel like they may have stolen the material. But nonetheless, there it is. Hey, I had a clip that I wanted to play earlier. And Copper, if you got clip 6 ready, you go ahead and let me know. I know we had trouble with the internet there for a minute trying to be able to replay that sound clip. But so former U.S. Attorney Jay Towne on WHNT Channel 19 out of Huntsville just recently was talking about the fact that we lost our one of our men in blue over in Sheffield, Sergeant Nick Reisner. And it was because this dude, Brian Lansing Martin is his name, sentenced to 10 years in prison, which still isn't enough if you get down to it. He pled to manslaughter even though it was murder. He killed his own father, and he managed to get out of prison early. Even having what I would consider to be a light sentence for murder, 10 years, he got out in three. And that man, a violent offender who murdered his own father, wound up shooting a Sheffield police officer, Sergeant Nick Reisner. Well, U.S. Attorney Jay Towne says he can find no reason in the sentencing guidelines that says he should have already been out of prison. So, Copper, if you would, go ahead and play clip 6.
I cannot imagine anything in our criminal justice system where a sentence of 10 years is fashioned where someone could have done anything that would justify their release after 3 years. Absolutely not what the prosecution, the judge, or the victim's family thought that they were getting when this plea agreement was reached in a 10-year straight sentence, a term behind bars.
So let's talk about that for a minute. That's a former U.S. attorney commenting on things, and previously we just had State Representative Connie Rowe on, who had been a police chief, and these individuals are saying exactly what I'm saying, is that there's no reason that guy should have been on the street. No reason whatsoever that guy should have been on the street. And yet he was. And there's now a family of a police officer who is missing their person, missing their husband. I think he had a family, and all said and done, that community is now down another officer. Our state is down another officer, as our attorney general has pointed out in his op-ed today. If you get a chance, I encourage you to read it. We've lost 10 law enforcement officers in 10 months. We've lost 24 in the last 5 years, and that's just awful. But that guy should have never been walking the streets of our great state. He never should have. And yet he was. And folks, one of the things that former U.S. Attorney Jay Towne said in his comments just then on WHNT was that, truthfully, the people, the victims, the courts, they had a right to expect more out of the sentence that the guy got. It was already It was already amazing to think that the individual had 10 years for murder because he pled to manslaughter in order to get it through, I guess. But then on top of that, he got out in 3, allegedly for good behavior. But when you look at his record, because the Department of Corrections did release his record today, what good behavior? What qualifies as good behavior? I would have thought good behavior is what qualifies for good behavior. But no, this guy was, he got caught with contraband drugs in prison twice in 3 years. He not obeying the directions of a Department of Corrections officer. He was written up for it. Another time he was in a you know, major fight with his roommate or cellmate, I believe. And this guy is, but then for good behavior, I'm using air quotes, which really don't work very well on the radio, for good behavior, he's out. And we lost an officer. If you want to call in and talk about it, 866-494-9866. I'd also love to hear your thoughts on the fact that liberals are freaking out. In fact, I said a minute ago, I'm changing gears now, but I said a minute ago that it's interesting when I've got like the TV on in the studio, and while I'm talking about something, lo and behold, they're talking about the exact same thing on the air. But just a minute ago, the headline on or the ticker line at the bottom of the screen on the 5 on Fox News was liberals having a freak out. And yes, they are. Yes, they are. And Biden is trying to do major damage control right now. He went to Michigan today and was met, this is breaking news right now, Red State on Twitter, I'm looking at it right now, is showing that that Biden was met by hundreds of protesters when he got to Michigan. And they were doing that chant. You know, the one, what did they say it was at down at Talladega? Let's go, Brandon. No, that's not what it was. But nonetheless, he was met by hundreds of protesters. But while he was there, he went and gave a speech, and he says, you know, this $3.5 trillion tax bill that we're trying to get passed, it's really a tax cut's what it is. You know, we got to get on board, people. We got to do the thing. We got to make it right. We got, you know, human infrastructure. Well, I saw an interesting article just a few minutes ago, right before I came back on the air. Who put this up? I think it was Todd Stacey from AL Daily News. He put up a quote or a storyline from the Washington Post, which I don't really care for the Washington Post in generally speaking, but you know, they report stuff once in a while and you got to know what the other side's saying. So that's the way I feel about the Washington Post. But nonetheless, a storyline from the Washington Post, and let me see if I can find it again. Todd Stacey, I'm on Twitter. Todd's the one that tweeted it out. Todd, where are you? There you are. He points out this article. The guy says that he studied up. The guy for Washington Post, name is Paul Kane. Paul Kane says he's got Joe Manchin decoded, that he went through and read a series of different things. He read a July 28th memo to Schumer. He wrote several other things. He went back and reviewed press gaggles with Manchin. And he says he believes that what it basically boils down to is that it's not about top-line spending. It's about the fact that Manchin doesn't believe in the programs that are included in the Build Back Better bill. Well, how about that? Because it begs the point, and I was saying this to somebody earlier today. Why is it we don't hear anyone talking about dealing with the things that are in the bill? All we hear about is, what's the top line spending? How much will you spend? What's your price tag? How much can you spend? Spend on what? Why don't we emasculate the bill? Why don't we take those 17 things out that cost $2.5 trillion and take that one out that costs $500 billion and take this one out, and next thing you know, we're spending about $500,000 and we're done. No one's talking about wanting to reduce the amount of programming. No one's wanting to talk about removing things from the bill that are objectionable. No one's wanting to talk about dealing with the wish list of progressive action items that are in the bill. All they want to know is, how much can we spend? How much money will you give us? You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me when I was a kid and my grandparents gave me a $5 bill and they let me go down to the Ben Franklin store and spend it on whatever I wanted to. That's what it reminds me of. They've got a price tag, and they're going to fill up that price tag with everything they can. Wait, we're changing the price tag? But I still want my stuff. Well, then reduce your stuff. No. What's your price tag? We got to know your price tag. It doesn't work that way. I mean, how many of you go down to the car lot and buy a car by walking up to the dealer and saying, I've got X amount of money to spend. What do you give me? That's not going to work out well for you. Anyway, folks, we're going to head to our last break for the day. I have talked ad nauseum. I have not even really had a chance to hear from Copper yet. I think we need to hear from Copper when I get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I see the smiley face, Copper. I see it. All right, we'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, hosting Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We are here every day, 2 to 5 p.m., and you can also catch us live at rightsideradio.org. And you can also, by the way, download podcasted segments. So if you liked a section of the show, you want to hear something again, you want to send it to a friend, just know that you can do that just by going to rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org, where you'll find out everything about the show. You can see bios for myself and Copper. You can see a picture gallery, our reading list. You can also, by the way, if you want to advertise on the show, you can find the contact information under the contact sheet for Bobby, who will square you away on advertising, being part of the team. And Copper, speaking of podcasts,
yes,
I am checking right now to see what the status is. We have over 7,300 downloads of the show as we speak right now.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
You got to plan something special for the big 10K.
Oh, what should we do? More chocolate and caffeine? What should we do?
I mean, yeah, I'm down for that.
There's always room for chocolate and caffeine.
You could do a giveaway of one of your mugs so that your Right Side Ruffians can listen while drinking chocolate out of the Right Side Ruffian mug.
Or t-shirts. We've got some t-shirts now that just came in. Got to do something with those sometime soon. And I tell you what somebody had made for me the other day, Copper. It's pretty cool. What? So, you know, I'm a gun guy. And they sent me it's by a company called Benshot. And you look at the name and go, Benshot. Well, it's because you've been shot is what it's saying. And it's got a glass, drinking glass, basically. And they had the engraving done of Right Side Radio's logo on it. But there's a bullet embedded in the glass, like almost like it didn't break. It just kind of embedded itself in the glass. It's very cool.
That is cool.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right. So crazy full day here. It really went by. I didn't get a chance to even say, hey, Copper, what do you think? But let me ask you this as we wind down the day. Anything in the Triple Dipper jump out to you? Any content we had today that, like, you got, oh, man, that was my thing for the day. I got a comment on it. But anything at all?
Ooh, well, I still just can't believe that women are being harassed in the bathroom now, and that's, like, government approval stamped. Conservative women, you can harass them all you want.
Oh, I know. I mean, so Biden even says, oh, it happens to everybody. It's part of the process. Gosh. No, no, no. No, it's not. If my conservative wife had run for office, or if you had run for office, mm-hmm. and I saw somebody trying to follow you in the bathroom, I'm grabbing them by the scruff of the neck. I mean, Please. That's just not the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah. And it got me thinking that it seems like we're starting to cross lines that haven't been crossed before. And then I paused and thought, wait, is that really the case? Or did they just want us to think it was the case? Because doxing, I mean, how much further into your privacy can you get than your home address where you could be stalked even worse than in a public place? I mean, at least that one was public.
Yeah, and I told you my situation. I mean, in fact, speaking of doxing, so the teachers union used to love doxing, and they thought it was funny. They would send out this flyer to all the teachers in the state, and they would publish the cell phone numbers of the individual legislators who they believe were opposed to the teachers union position. What they didn't know was I gave the number out anyway. I could care less. And so I get calls. Like I said, I got calls at 5 a.m. I get calls wanting to yell at me, you know, while I'm in the middle of work or whatever. And I'd take the calls, and sometimes I'd take them, and they wouldn't end well, and sometimes I'd take them and, you know, talk them off the ledge. But doxing. Wow. What else? We had these. Are you shopping for Christmas early because we scared you on the supply chain thing? That was a brief story there. But the ports in California, I mean, what's up, fellas? Go back to work. Where are the truck drivers? Where are the longshoremen? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I hope we don't see anything like that in Mobile. I think people have more sense here.
Well, I agree with that, and we do. We're a right-to-work state in Alabama. We're also a state, though, that we ended the excess, and I call it excess because it wasn't extra, it was excess or excessive stay-at-home unemployment benefits. We did it early. Some states kept it all the way through September, and we canned that. Thank you, Governor Ivey. We canned that in June, which was really too long, in my opinion, nonetheless. But and then the other ports in the East Shore ports in, you know, Georgia and New York and those, they're moving a little better. California's the logjam right now, it looks like.
How did they end up with so much of our economy? So much of our economy comes through those ports. How did they, a socialist state, end up with so much of that?
Well, I mean, if you look at it, part of it's geography, just pure geography. The cost of getting something from the Orient, from the Eastern Rim, through the Panama Canal into a warm water port on the other side of the nation is excessive. And so it's why you have ports that offload to trucks or rail right there in California. It makes sense. So if they're going to manufacture it in China or Taiwan or wherever, they're going to wind up sailing it pretty much most of the time to California. If they're going to manufacture it in Europe, we're going to wind up in the ports on the East Coast.
Yeah.
But, you know, we got issues. We got issues when 40% of our import capability comes through ports that are largely shut down because they're being run by a state that is far more liberal, and it's threatening the entire economy of much of the world, but especially the U.S. It's nuts.
What if we shipped it to Mexico and then trucked it across Mexico, creating jobs?
Creating jobs that maybe illegal immigrants would want to stay in Mexico to run for us. Yeah. Do they even have the infrastructure? That's part of the issue, too, though, is then you get look at the fact that we've got so much infrastructure. The port infrastructure is not small, all right?
Yeah,
we just recently got some federal funding to expand the capabilities of the Port of Mobile. And that's going to be big for Alabama. It's going to mean a lot for our manufacturing base that can ship in and ship out. The import-export capability for Alabama is going to really go up when that port is finished. But you can't just go, well, we're going to shift gears and go to Mexico because Mexico ain't built up like California is. So we're kind of stuck with waiting for California to unjam itself. It's just it's a goat rodeo in California. You know what a goat rodeo is? It's
not good. I can visualize it, but maybe I'm visualizing it wrong. Is it what it sounds like?
It's a goat rodeo. Let's leave it at that. It's a goat rodeo. But they're roping goats and herding cats out in California right now. There's plenty more there. And then in the Triple Dipper, we had the whole intolerance of the left thing. We talked about that. But then there's a police sentencing reform bill with Connie Rowe. Any thoughts on that?
She sounds very no nonsense. I like the vibe she gives off. The first time I met her, I was like, not a person to mess with. She seems like she's got her head on straight.
She does have her head on pretty straight. And I'm sure there's things that she and I have disagreed on. I just can't remember what they were.
Didn't let you remember.
Yeah. She would help me remember, and she would probably bring the nightstick with her when she tells me. But Connie's a good one. She's one of those that we're going to have on the show more often. All right, folks, listen, last-minute ramblings, but it's been a good day because we have covered some ground on conservative policy issues. You stay in the fight, folks. Stay in the fight. Just remember, if you don't speak up, if you do nothing, you will be known for doing nothing. And we can't be that way. We can't do it. All right, plenty more tomorrow. We'll be back with all the stuff. Solid conservative and just plain right as usual. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio. Y'all have a good night.